was in German, Roost.
Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah. Did you ever have a big piece of wood that you put in the back of the fire, in the very back, and you put smaller in front? Did you ever do that?
No, of course we had a wooden box which was brought in during the cold months to bring wood. Cut about 3 feet, 2.5 to 3 feet in length, logs to put on onto the fire.
Yeah.
To keep the fire going day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also some kind of a iron rod where you could, with hooks, where you could hang your coffee pot.
What did you call it? Did you have a name for the iron?
I don't not remember.
Sometimes people had a low iron thing that they put the logs on. Did you do you have a name for that?
Yeah, I sure did.
Well, if you think of it, you could stop me.
Yeah.
Something there.
It was Kamin Eisen. It had to be of iron, so it wouldn't burn. Und das war dann das Kamineisen.
Ah, that's what you call the thing that you put the logs on? Okay.
Kamineisen.
Oh, you haven't finished with your house. Go ahead and draw me the rest of the house.
Oh, yeah. And this rod was a Kaminstange.
Oh, okay.
Kaminstange. Fireplace. Now then, how did we get into our kitchen? I think we had a door here that went into the kitchen. Oh yes, and then the kitchen stove, we had an iron stove, you see. The flue or the pipe, the stove pipe, also went into the same flue.
Flue. I see.
And then here we had a back door from which we could look out down into our field, and it was usually planted to corn. Or rotated, I believe, 1 year corn and another year cotton. And down here was a creek, and there was a stone fence.
Did you have a name for the creek?
No, it was just the Horses Creek. the house had originally been built by a Mr. And he was a stone mason, and he built many of those stone fences which are still to be seen up there around the Twin Sister area, and here at Bulwardy area too, miles and miles of fine laid stone fences. They wouldn't burn, and they wouldn't